Time now for Hidden Kitchens, our new series that explores unusual kitchens and the food traditions that bind communities together. Hundreds of you have called our series hotline with your stories. Today, the aptly named Kitchen Sisters, producers Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, follow the trail of one of those messages, and sometimes you find a kitchen where you least expect it.
Message 23 was received at 1:10 p.m. today.
I'm Margaret Engel, a woman who works for Legal Aid, who's talking to me about how many of her clients get dinner. The people who struggle to even get food on the table because they don't have an official kitchen and who are using George Foreman grills and the like. The George Foreman grill has been an amazing success story as a kitchen appliance, but what I think many people don't realize is that immigrants and low-income people have contributed to that popularity. That is, to me, the epitome of the hidden kitchen.
Wow. What a wonderful story. I'd never considered it at all. I'm George Foreman, two-time heavyweight champion of the world, former Olympic champion, and king of the grills. Growing up in Houston, Texas, my whole life was spent trying to get enough to eat. Having seven kids, my mother did, and there just was never enough food for me. I always dreamed about not a car, not a beautiful home, but enough to eat.
My name, Piggly Wiggly. I've got groceries on my shelf.
My name is Jeffrey Newton, Chicago. I'm a great cook. A trait that I had learned from my grandmother, but I just haven't had a kitchen. I'm living in a shelter at this particular time, but I've been homeless all my life. I lived under Wacker Drive, where the expressway goes through, and there's about 30 or 40 refrigerator boxes down there. That's going to be your home. I would get a George Foreman grill. That's the grill that I had for a while under Wacker Drive, me and a fellow by the name of Smokey. So you just get your long extension cord. Well, they got a lot of electrical plugs on the poles down there. And just hook up. We was making hamburgers and grilled cheese sandwiches. Because we used to take an iron and do that too. Press down, you know, your bread and your cheese.
My name is Pat Sherman, and I'm the program coordinator of the Walk-In Center here at Glide, San Francisco. When I was in these single room occupancies, I couldn't cook in my room. But legally, I couldn't. I'd get me a big bowl, put me some ice in it. And voila, that became my refrigerator. Microwaves, toaster ovens, hidden under the bed or in the closet. The George Foreman grill, that's the newest thing. Doesn't set off the smoke detectors. And since they come in colors, you know, it just looks like you're getting real fancy in your room and decorating. And it looks like you have a nice tabletop to the visible eye. But you know it's your kitchen.
It's a special TV offer from the king of the grill, George Foreman.
My lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine.
I grew up in Houston, Texas, in the Fifth Ward area. Every day at lunch during the summer days, you'd hear the parents call the kids in. They would just tell me, okay, go home and eat your lunch. And these people knew I had no food at home. And I'd peep through the window at the kids eating, and the parents would peel the crust off the bread, and I would sit there and just hope they would just throw it out the window for me. Going to school, you go through the lunch line, 26 cents. I couldn't afford that. And I'd sit at the table, and it was so embarrassing. So what I would do, I'd get a greasy bag, blow it up on the way to school to make it look like there was a sandwich in it. Then I'd get to my classroom and say, boy, I ate my lunch. And I learned to disguise my not having food.
When you're homeless, you have to find out all these things, you know. It's called trailblazing. You got to blaze the trail, you know. A lot of times we went into the hospitals, it was either to sleep or to use the microwave. You know, going, I'm coughing, you know. And when they call your name, you don't answer. And you got a band around your wrist. So now you can sit there half the night and go to sleep. Or if I'm downtown, I go to one of these office buildings and they got a microwave and I run in there. You know, I mean, I wasn't there to steal anything like that. I just wanted to pop my popcorn. Sometimes I survived on popcorn.
I did the crock pot thing and I made it look like a flower pot. When I got ready to use it, I took my flower pot out of it, put my things in, then went to work and came home and had dinner. You make a kitchen for yourself so that you can survive.
I try to conceal my lack of things by fighting all the time. Pretty soon, I became an expert at fighting. I never did get good at schoolwork. Finally, I became a dropout, and I became a mugger. I actually mug people. I think hunger makes you angry.
Hello, this is Jackie Gleason, talking to you about the Job Corps.
I heard about the Job Corps. If you're looking for a second chance to get an education, join the Job Corps. And in 65, I went to Grants Pass, Oregon. I had 3 meals for the first time in my life. It took me about 2 months before I realized, hey, they're going to have breakfast every day. And it changed my whole life. I started reading books. I started doing assignments.
For a while there, I was selling plates of food to the other homeless people. You know, they had to come up with a little money. They gave us a room at the YMCA over on the west side. I started cooking for everybody, even though we weren't supposed to be cooking up there. I could take food depository food and do wonders with it, you know, canned chicken, canned pork. We had our door wide open. I turned the music on. They know once they hear the music on, Jeff's cooking. It wasn't legal at all.
Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8 count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
In 1977, when I left boxing, I realized I didn't have any friends. People weren't pouring into my home anymore. And I noticed if I'd barbecue something, they would come over. Even the guys would go fishing. I wanted them to stay and come back so much, I would always clean the fish, do all the cooking. I found out more satisfying than even winning boxing matches when people would lick their fingers and say my food was good. That grill, I'm just happy that it's helped so many people, helped me, of course. My brother Roy and I started the George Foreman Youth Center. I have these summer camps so the kids can know to come, they can have a lunch every day. Just had to be there for them. I'll never forget. And I'm pushed and compelled. I mean, there's a food bank. All you got to do is ask George Foreman. If I can find a dime, I want to make sure you get it. I try to keep those little visions alive for myself. Feed them.
The Unexpected Kitchen was produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. Production help from Laura Folger, Kate Volkman, and Melissa Robbins. To hear George Foreman's recipes, go to npr.org. Next Friday, the Chili Queens of San Antonio.